Toronto's one and only Zoomer Radio and Canned Heat going up the country. Canned Heat went from relative obscurity to worldwide fame following appearances at the Monterey and Woodstock festivals. Woodstock, by the way, happened 53 years ago today. 400,000 music fans gathering on Max Yazger's farm in Bethel, New York. Can you imagine? Yeah, come on in. How many are there of you?
Oh, no.
And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's right. You're listening to The Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. So happy to welcome back award-winning parenting author and the host of one of the most popular weekend shows here on Zoomer Radio. Go to Grandma is on every Saturday morning. Kathy Buckworth is in studio with us right now. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me in. It's so fun to be back with you guys.
Oh, it's always nice to see you and hear you on your Go to Grandma show. I'm curious to know, Kathy, what have you learned about being a grandparent that you didn't know before you started this show?
Oh, interesting. That's a great, you know, it's great getting everyone else's perspective because the show is such a great mix of other grandparents, grandmas and granddads, as well as guest experts on, you know, fields of expertise that we need to talk about, like technology and fitness and food and relationships. And I think the number one thing that I've learned after going through a few conversations with psychotherapists on the show, not my own, but that's another story, is the number one thing we have to think about is protecting the relationship with our kids. Because I always say the kids hold the keys to the grandkid kingdom. And this is so true. And everyone that has sort of a successful or what they would deem to be a successful relationship with their grandkids, it's because they have a successful relationship with their kids. So, yeah, do I bite my tongue sometimes when my grandson falls down and I'm not supposed to go, ah, and are you okay? I'm supposed to say, did that surprise your body? I have a problem with that sometimes. We joke about it. But that's, you know, we follow their style of parenting. My daughter, Tori Halpin, is actually, she's an influencer on Instagram, but gentle parenting and intentional parenting, and we share a lot of the same philosophies. She has 120,000 Instagram followers. It's insane.
Wow.
So we do a lot of stuff together to try to make sure that we're in sync and hopefully help others get in sync as well.
And what I love about the show, too, is you don't just talk about grandparenting. Mm-hmm. You talk about grandparents, and there's a difference. Like, how do you explain to your grandchild that, you know, that grandma and grandpa are separating or divorcing or that there's a health issue in the family. So you tackle topics that aren't just, that go beyond sort of play blocks and learning to read, right?
Absolutely. We have done ones on if the grandparents are divorcing. We've done ones on, I had a grandma write to me and say, I feel really underappreciated. I do so much for my grandkids. Mm-hmm. How can I have this conversation without, you know, making a rift in the relationship? So we do have psychotherapists on talking about some of the tough stuff, you know, and we also have some fun stuff. Like I have someone coming up that's going to tell us how to get the best airline seats because a lot of people are traveling again. So everything that grandparents are out in the world doing, I call it a mix of fun and facts, we're tackling. So from the very serious, we talk about, actually we have one coming up on how to be a great grandparent to a preemie baby. Like what's really helpful and what isn't? What about if you have a child who is in the LGBTQ+ community? How do you explain it to your own grandparents maybe? So we talk about all the intergenerational things and relationships that happen. And then we also have a show coming up on how artificial intelligence is used in our everyday life. So, and social media for seniors, et cetera. So it's really fun. We get to tackle a lot of things. The listeners are really responding to it. We're so excited.
Awesome. So not only are you talking about the relationships between grandparents and their children and their grandkids, but also about the grandparent as an individual.
Mm-hmm. That's right. What we're doing as we're moving through life, and it's been, you know, we've had over 35,000 downloads, which is exciting. We've hit the Canadian Parenting Top 100 podcast list. Now, I'm going to say I'm the number one on the grandparenting podcast because there isn't one. So I'm going to make up my own list and I'm at the top.
You own it, girlfriend. You own it.
Well, we're proud to be part of that here at Zoomer Radio.
Okay, so listen, in a minute or less, tell us what's ahead for the new season because this is season two. I can't believe that a year has already come and gone since the show started. So what have you got coming
up? So the first episode, which will be up on the podcast on Tuesday, to air it on Saturday. I actually talked to my daughter about, was I really helpful with new grandchildren, with a newborn? So she gives that to me straight. I talked to someone who also has a new grandparent checklist. We sort of go back to the beginning on that one. We're talking about second acts always, like people who have found their strength in retirement, not only in their grandparent life, but also I have a guy coming on who went from behind the desk to on the water, I call it. He's a paddle boarding expert now. We're talking about science and what's not science. We're talking about, I don't even know, so many kinds of different things. We're talking about setting goals. We're talking about travel. Again, cruising is back again. I know a lot of the audience is probably used to go on cruises. What do you need to know about getting on a cruise ship safely, et cetera? So everything we touch, right? Technology, fitness, food, always great food experts. We did an outdoor movie night, which we for the grandkids, which was super fun. And we try to theme them every week, but it is a magazine-style show. It's half an hour. You know, we do two great big interviews with experts, and then we have a financial advice section right at the end.
Let me ask you this before we say goodbye. And this is a parenting question.
Sure.
Because we're all roughly the same age, and we all have grown children, right? Was the parenting technique better when our kids were little ones, or now? Do you think it evolves and gets better with each generation?
I think we know more with each generation, but just like, you know, my mom, and maybe your mom's too, might have used, you know, Dr. Spock and things like that, and we came along, we said, well, that's not, you know, we have a better way of doing it. We have this way of doing it. I think every generation finds its way, and I think, I mean, as long as you're doing it with the best of intentions, you know what, it's going to be fine. Your kids are going
to
be great.
And like you said at the beginning, it's important to defer to the children. 100%. You know, you're not raising these grandchildren. You're sort of complimenting whatever your kids are doing.
Absolutely.
For their kids.
And you know what? It's nice just to listen and not be the boss. I never thought I'd say that. But anyway, it is.
It's like, I love seeing my grandchildren. I love seeing them leave. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Oh, this dirty diaper. See ya.
Yeah. Award-winning parenting author and the host of one of the most popular weekend shows right here on Zoomer Radio, Go to Grandma. It's on every Saturday morning at 7:30. Our friend Kathy Buckworth, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.